Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, September 4, 2023 is Rhodesia Information Center. The Rhodesia Information Center, RIC, also known as the Rhodesian Information Center, the Rhodesia Information Service, the Flame Lily Center and the Zimbabwe Information Center, represented the Rhodesian government in Australia from 1966 to 1980. As Australia did not recognize Rhodesia's independence, it operated on an unofficial basis. Rhodesia's quasi-diplomatic presence in Australia was initially established in Melbourne during 1966 as the Rhodesian Information Service. This organization closed the next year, and was replaced with the RIC in Sydney. The center's activities included lobbying politicians, spreading propaganda about white minority rule in Rhodesia and advising Australian businesses on how they could evade the United Nations sanctions that had been imposed on the country. It collaborated with a far-right organization and a pro-Rhodesia community organization. These activities, and the center's presence in Australia, violated United Nations Security Council resolutions, including some that specifically targeted it and the other Rhodesian diplomatic posts. The RIC had little impact, with Australian media coverage of the Rhodesian regime being almost entirely negative and the government's opposition to white minority rule in Rhodesia hardening over time. While the centre was initially tolerated by the Australian government, its operations became controversial from the early 1970s. The RIC's role in disseminating propaganda was revealed in March 1972. But the government of the day chose to not take any substantive action in response. The Whitlam government that was in power from late 1972 to November 1975 unsuccessfully attempted to force the center to close on several occasions, with the High Court ruling one of the attempts to have been illegal. In 1977, the Fraser government also attempted to close the RIC, but backed down in the face of a backbench revolt over the issue. The Zimbabwean government shut the center in May 1980 after the end of white minority rule and later established an official embassy in Australia. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 058 UTC on Monday, September 4, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Rhodesia Information Center. This podcast is produced by Abul Sme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Sme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.